you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Friday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey must now comply with a police staffing level mandate. One person is dead following a plane crash last night at the Winona Municipal Airport, and the Twin Cities Pride Festival kicks off tonight. But first, early voting has begun for the August primary, and one group wants to make sure all people cast ballots.
More than two dozen religious leaders stood in a multicultural group to urge everyone to vote in the primary election. Among them, Pastor E. Chavez Russell.
Let our voices be heard. Let's honor those who came before us, and let's strengthen our democracy, one ballot, one voter, one community at a time. And as I always say, we are better together.
Others emphasize that this early balloting period is a good way to show new voters that their votes indeed count. At Lake and Pleasant in Minneapolis, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey must now comply with a police staffing level mandate or face trial, according to a newly released court order. That ruling stems from a petition filed by the Upper Midwest Law Center asking the courts to enforce a 2022 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling. According to the Minnesota Board of Peace Officers Standard and Training, MPD has 649 officers, 82 fewer than the required 731 officers. City of Minneapolis Communications Director Scott Wasserman saying in part in a statement, "You don't strengthen a police department through lawsuits, you do it through recruitment, hiring, and retention." Frey must meet the staffing threshold by January 4th of next year or face a trial in April. Minnesota State Representative Elliot Engen's DWI hearing has been rescheduled for August, following his March arrest for allegedly driving with a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit. Representative Engen appeared briefly in a Maplewood courtroom today without entering a plea. The 27-year-old lawmaker previously apologized for the incident and subsequently dropped his bid for both re-election and state auditor. The case now is slated to continue late this summer when Engen returns to court for his rescheduled hearing on August 28th. Minneapolis has paused development on new data centers to study their impacts. The city council voted Thursday to approve a five-month moratorium on larger facilities outside of downtown while staff examine regulations surrounding energy use and public safety. Ward 9 council member Jason Chavez.
Where do they want these data centers at? It's very clear that there's this big target on other places outside of downtown. And as someone that represents the Phillips neighborhood, part of the Southside Green Zone, I am very concerned that there's a strategy meant to bring more of these facilities into these already polluted neighborhoods in Minneapolis.
This decision follows growing local and statewide pushback from residents, though labor groups say there could be a potential loss of construction jobs. One person is dead following a plane crash last night at the Winona Municipal Airport.
The crash happened around 8 last night, according to the Winona Fire Department. In a social media post, the department wrote the life-saving measures were attempted on the lone pilot who died at the scene. Their name has not been released. The National Transportation Safety Board and Federal Aviation Administration are investigating.
That's WCCO's Mark Frey reporting. The University of Minnesota Board of Regents today officially approved a 3.8% tuition hike for the upcoming school year. The hike is a part of an overall budget proposal resulting in $44.2 million worth of cuts. University President Dr. Rebecca Cunningham.
In a time of massive disruption, the status quo is not available to us. However, through rigor, discipline, and holding true to our values, I'm confident that we can and will navigate the financial headwinds of our university and all higher education are facing.
The budget includes cuts for at least 165 academic jobs and another 64 positions in support areas. We've had a relatively easy go of it temperature-wise so far this summer, but that's expected to change. Temperatures rise to 90 on Sunday. Monday, however, things are going to get brutal. Brennan Detman with the National Weather Service.
Monday will be a real wake-up call with temperatures kind of in the mid-90s and dew points up into the 70s, which would push kind of that feels like temperature into the hundreds for much of Minnesota in western Wisconsin.
He says there could be a reprieve with possible thunderstorms. As we rapidly approach the 250th birthday of the United States this July, WCCO takes a look back through the eyes of Minnesota over those same 250 years. This month, we focus on the Mill City Museum.
The historic landmark came about in 2003, nearly 40 years after the mill closed down and over a decade after a devastating fire in 1991. Dave Stevens, site manager for the museum.
On a cold February night in 1991, the abandoned mill burned in a massive blaze that gutted the historic mill along with its original equipment and kind of left it as a ruin.
According to Stevens, it was the fire that sparked the interest of civic leaders in the museum's creation.
They said, well, let's preserve it as a ruin. Let's build a new museum and office building in one half of it. We'll leave one part of it as an open-air courtyard. And that's exactly what happened.
Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, the Twin Cities Pride Festival kicks off tonight.
Pride is first and foremost a protest more than it is a celebration, but both of those things can coexist at the same time.
Kelsey Alto is director of programming for Twin Cities Pride.
And it's so important for us to gather together as a community so that we are able to find resources. We know that there is strength in numbers. We've gone through plenty of dark times as a community, and we know how to come together to support each other and to fight for our rights, and that's no different this year.
Some of the highlights include the world's largest duck, a huge party in Loring Park on both Saturday and Sunday, and then, of course, the parade on Sunday down Hennepin Avenue. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go in all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.